So this morning our scriptures are actually from four different places. Each tells a story that's interlocked, so have a listen. First from Romans 8, 18 to 25. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And we as believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us, a foretaste of the future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. 1 Peter 1, 3-9. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love him even though you have never seen him. And though you do not see him now, you trust him. And you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. Titus 2, 11-14. For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. And we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. While we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds. And lastly, from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1-7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death, or sorrow, or crying, or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new. And then he said to me, write this down, for what I am telling you is trustworthy and true. And he also said, it is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Hope keeps looking forward. This month our theme has been Eyes on Him, meaning Jesus, of course. And each week we've learned of more benefits to our lives and the lives of those around us when we keep our eyes focused on Jesus. We considered that where we look determines where and how we walk. We realized that faith sees beyond the storm, and that looking at Jesus changes how we see others. This morning we conclude with hope. Looking at Jesus is looking at hope, and that hope ushers us into the future. And the Bible has a lot to say about the future, as you've already heard four of those passages. The Apostle John recorded in Revelations the ultimate future time, a new heaven and a new earth, and the new holy city coming down from heaven. Imagine seeing what John saw in this vision. This is our future. It should excite us and reassure us that our struggles in this life are not the final word. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is going to set this broken world right. And Jesus is going to dwell among us in the literal sense. God says, all who are victorious will inherit these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. In the Old Testament, God said many times that he would be their God, and they would be his people. But now, we are more than his people. We are his children. And I don't know about you, but that excites me. And before you hear that tiny little bit about those who are victorious and suddenly say, well, maybe I'm disqualified, I want to give you another verse, Romans 8:37, that says, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. So we are all victors, which means we are all eligible for those blessings. Now, looking at Jesus, we see this beautiful future, and we hold it in our hearts with hope. Paul says, for all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. This is not to say who of us are really his children. It is to say who we really are as beings, each of us. Who are we created to be? That perfection of love in us. That's what will be revealed. And so we too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including new bodies. One day, all of God's promises will come to fulfillment. No more tears, no more suffering, no more evil of any kind, but a world full of people, full of the fruits of the Spirit in everyone. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our expectation of this good future. Peter expresses his excitement for the future. He says, we live with great expectation. That's another word for hope. And we have a priceless inheritance that is being kept for us undefiled, and waiting for that day. Peter recognizes that there is wonderful good ahead. And then he gives us that valuable piece of advice that is relevant for us today and every day. So be truly glad. There is is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. If we keep our eyes focused on Christ and into this beautiful, glorious future, it makes the trials much, much smaller. Our day-to-day lives are full of tribulations and trials and struggles of all kinds. The storms of life we talked about a couple weeks ago. And Peter says the purpose of these storms and trials is to provide evidence of our faith, to refine us and to filter out any impurities. The evidence is not for God's sake, because God already knows what measure of faith we have. In part, the evidence or the proof of our faith is for us to see and to know how deeply do we truly trust God. But I think the bigger reason is to be a witness to others, to give proof of our faith to them. Because when people know that you are a Christian, they watch you, especially in the trials and in the hard times of your life. They are looking to see if you live the way you say you believe. And what they see is the evidence of your faith and the hope that is in us. So the trials produce a witness that reveals Jesus in our life. And so Peter says, be truly glad. Now you might ask, well, how are faith and hope even connected? And the author of Hebrews tells us in chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. See, hope comes first. Many people don't realize that, but hope comes first. First, we look to Jesus, who is our hope, and then our faith follows as we begin to believe the one we look at. And when we look at Jesus, our hope, we obtain an expectation of good. And that hope gives us this inner strength. And we need that inner strength to endure what we must go through while we're here on this earth. This hope keeps looking forward through the storm and beyond, even to the end of the age, when all will be made right. Romans 5:5 says, this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, and because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. God wants us to have hope. We are to be a hopeful people. But in fact, he wants us to have more than just hope. He wants us to have overflowing hope. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This overflowing life of hope and joy and peace is not something you can make happen on your own. It is done through the active invisible power of the Holy Spirit in us and our willingness to work with the Holy Spirit. And inside of us, we develop that faith and hope. And we will have so much faith and hope splashing out of us because it's an overflow that we can provide it to others who might need to lean in on our hope during their own struggles. God's the source and creator of all true hope. Hope comes from knowing God and trusting his promises. And this true inner joy and calm peace will naturally come into your life the more you place your trust and faith in God. God's gift to us is meant to be our hope and to overflow and touch every part of our life and the lives that surround us. So regardless of the circumstances we face, this hope spills over and produces joy and peace. So what are we to do in the meantime while we're waiting for this great day of God's glory to be revealed and the return of Jesus Christ, this wonderful great ending. Well, Paul says in his letter to Titus, you should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God. James says, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask, and God will give to you in abundance. We are the righteousness of Christ. So the only peace left is the devotion to God, being steadfast in our faithfulness. As we live in this world as light and salt, being witnesses of the reality of Christ, the risen Lord, and the source of our hope, we will not only improve our lives, but the lives of those that are around us. And we will show our devotion to God through the way we choose to live. 1 Peter 3:15 says, in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And do this with gentleness and respect. So it will be noticed. The Bible tells us the hope that is in us will be noticed. And eventually someone's going to ask you about it. What would your answer be? Would you explain that your hope comes from your belief in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again, offering us eternal life and peace with God? Or would you share a real story in your own life of how God changed your heart and transformed you into someone you could never have imagined being before? Or how God carried you through some very hard times and brought peace into your life? Would you point them to God's grace and God's love? What would your answer be? My prayer is that you would not take for granted the hope that is in you, and that you would recognize its value, and that you would want to have an answer ready. In fact, you might even want to pray, Lord, let people notice that they might ask, and let me have the answer they need to hear. And to echo Paul's prayer over you, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go now with your eyes fixed on Christ, whose resurrection has given you a living hope. When life's burdens seem heavy, remember that today's suffering cannot compare with the glory God has promised. When the future seems uncertain, trust the one who holds every tomorrow. When your faith is tested, know that God is refining you for his eternal purpose. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, the love of God surround you, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit sustain you. As you live with courage, serve with joys, and keep looking forward in hope until the day Christ is revealed in glory. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.